Hey friends, you know, like everywhere in Azure, we are rapidly implementing changes in the Azure Data Factory visual tools in response to your feedback. Some recent updates include new functionality, better performance, and security enhancements, and Gaurav Malhotra is here to show me what's new today on Azure Friday. Hey folks, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Gaurav Malhotra to talk about Azure Data Factory and some of the visual tools. Now, the first time you showed me this, I was blown away because I honestly didn't understand that it was in the browser. Like, it's just a great visual way to understand how data moves through the system. And you're here to show me some even better improvements in the ADF in the Azure Data Factory.
Absolutely. So we did some great improvements. As you guys are aware, that we have these visual tools where you can essentially drag and drop activities from the panel to your canvas, just connect them and build your data integration workflows, if you will, in a code-free manner. And what we have done is that we have been very closely monitoring the customer feedback that we have been getting through various channels. One of the biggest channel for feedback has been this button where people have been very, you know, ferociously using this, if you will, and sending us feedback. And we have been very passionate about responding to them and making sure that those concerns are addressed.
And if I may, to be clear, a lot of people see these happy face, smiley face things, and they think maybe it just goes into a bit bucket somewhere.
Yes.
You and your team, real humans, look at every bit of feedback, every piece.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we do reach out to them, and our customers are just loving this way of reaching out to them. So what has happened is that we have been getting feedback on three fronts. We've been getting feedback on how we can improve the functionality and improve productivity for our customers. Mm-hmm. We've been getting feedback on how we can make their data integration workflows more secure. And finally, how we can improve the performance so that they can essentially reduce the time that they spend on building these complex workflows for their data integration scenarios. Mm-hmm. So in terms of functionality, we have done improvements in authoring as well as monitoring. So in authoring, what we have done is that we have released new activities in the toolbox. So now we have 20 activities in this, 20 plus activities in this toolbox. And some of the new ones is the notebook activity. So now you can essentially have a notebook as part of your workflow. So you're essentially, let's say you're gathering data from 70 plus sources that we support, mm-hmm. and then you want to do the data prep or you want to transform your data in Azure Databricks. So you have a notebook over there where you have written your Python, Scala, or Java code. And you want that particular notebook to be operationalized as a step in your data integration workflow. So you can just use this notebook activity, as you see, I've used it over here, mm-hmm. and use that as a step in your pipeline. The other activity that we have added over here is what we call as a filter activity. So you can essentially have this filter activity right after a copy activity if you want to. And the scenario here is that you copy all the data to Azure, but you want your downstream operations to run only on a subset of that particular data. Or let's say you copy 10 files and you only want it to run on just 5 of those files. So you can use this filter activity to filter your data, mm-hmm. what goes to your downstream processes. Then we have what we call as an execute SSIS package activity. If you will. And this execute SSIS package activity is for our customers who have their SSIS packages and they are lifting and shifting them to Azure. And now they want to schedule that on a particular cadence and run that as part of the process. So they can do that firsthand by just dragging this activity. And you can see over here that they can just specify the package, the IR on which it runs, the package path, and it's just good to go. And they can put a trigger on top and it can run on a particular event or a particular schedule and work for them.
And just to be clear, that SSIS, that SQL Server Integration Services, a lot of people who did a lot of that work on their local machines, in their local data centers, have now moved their SSIS experience up into the cloud.
Yes, and if you remember, like last time when I was here, I mentioned that with Azure Data Factory now, we are giving a path to those users who have spent decades worth of investment in building those SSIS packages, and they want to utilize the power of Azure. They want to use pay-as-you-go model. So with yep. Data Factory, you can do that. And with this integration now having an SSIS package activity, mm-hmm. you can just point to the package you want to run in Azure, and you can put a trigger and it can run on a particular schedule or an event.
Very cool.
Right. And then we have other activities that we have added over here in the canvas, where essentially you can, for the lookup activity that we have, so let's search for the lookup.
Yep, under general.
Oh, sorry. So lookup. Yeah, with lookup activity, now we support all the 70 plus data sources that we have. So earlier lookup was limited to a particular three or four data sets, but now we support it for all the 70 plus data sources that we have in the system from which you can ingest data into Azure.
That's so amazing. Like you scroll really fast through it, but it's basically everything.
It's like every source.
Anything you can think of, from Postgres to even from Amazon, anywhere there's data, you can bring it into Azure Data Factory.
Absolutely. You want to bring it from BigQuery. You want to bring it from Amazon S3, Redshift. You want to bring it from Dynamics, SAP. All of those sources are supported for lookup activity.
Very cool.
So the other set of improvements that we have done in authoring is that we have enabled quick actions for our customers. So as you can see that I dropped an activity, you can now see that this publish is highlighted and it is telling you that there's one change that has happened since the last time you've published. So again, improvement in productivity for our customers. You can use expand all, collapse all, to essentially collapse your entire Explorer toolbox. You can essentially shift your Resource Explorer. So all of these quick actions, I know it sounds small, but these are very, very common feedback that we got from our users that they wanted custom layouts. So we enabled this for them. Then what you can do is now you can essentially look at the entire code for a particular activity as well. So you can essentially click this code button and you can look at the entire JSON code for this. And not only you can do that, but you can essentially edit this as well. So I could just type in right now something that I want and it has full IntelliSense as you're typing a particular section and it will tell you what it is supported and what is not supported, and you can essentially add that and deploy directly as a JSON to your data factory as well.
So you have full control from the visual designer. Now, of course, we have a low resolution screen here, but if you have a large screen and you zoom out, you have quite a sophisticated notebook there.
Yes.
And then I can go, if I speak this language better, I can move faster in this experience, I can go and do that as well.
Yes. So it's totally up to you, whatever you are comfortable in. You want to drag and drop, but if after that you want to edit the JSON, you can do that.
That's
as a customer.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And then what we are saying is that another feedback that we received a lot from our customers is that I have a particular pipeline built in, and I want to essentially use that as a pattern. So I want to clone it because I'm going to use that as a baseline and then edit it. So now you can essentially right-click and clone a particular pipeline in your data factory as well. So once you clone, you can see that a new pipeline got created, pipeline P1, and it's just a clone of the previous pipeline that we cloned, and all the settings are copied over as well. So you can start from this. Not only that, if you want to clone just a particular activity on your canvas, you can do that as well. So total control to you as to what you want to do for your pipeline and where you want to start.
Are you finding as a user of this, not only as a developer, but as a user of this, that you're spending most of your time in the visual developer now?
Yes, so we essentially look at our telemetry very closely and we see that customers are loving the visual experience. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that more than 80% of our customers today are trying this visual tool, are using it day in, day out for their data integration scenarios.
Wow, so people are living in this now.
Absolutely. And that's why we are making these improvements and listening to customer feedback very closely. So in this particular case, let's say you want to search for your entire data factory and search that, is there an Amazon something that I created? So you can just search it and we will show you everything that you've specified for an Amazon data set or a pipeline where it is used. And you can see that here, all those results were returned. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to edit each one of those, you can do it directly from here.
It's interesting to see how fast Azure Data Factory has become an IDE for big data.
Yes. So we are very focused on making sure that with all these new improvements that we are doing in functionality, the performance is not affected. So we are investing a lot of time in making sure that the navigation performance as well as the publish performance, because when you click publish, we generate an ARM template in the background and publish it to your Data Factory subscription. And we want to make sure that that is not affected as we keep on adding new features. So we are paying a very close watch on it and making sure that the perf is high enough for our customers.
And customers are seeing this update on a regular basis. They go to the Azure Data Factory on any given day, new features, new improvements, new performance, functionality, security, performance. It's a continuous improvement.
Yes, it's a continuous improvement, and we are making sure that customers know about it through different mediums. So we are writing blogs, as you see that almost every other week or every week we release a new blog on mm-hmm. Data Factory. And not only that, we have this update section on top, and every week you can see that there is
a little
new
blog
stuff
in there.
Yes. Yeah. So this essentially takes you to the Azure blog, and it tells you about new features that are lighting up in Data Factory almost every other week or every week.
Very cool. So you've got the blog, mini blog right there, and when you click on the smiley face, it goes to an actual human. Lots of big stuff happening to enhance your productivity with Azure Data Factory and the new visual tools.
Yes, and this, I was talked about the authoring features. We mm-hmm. also did improvements in monitoring, right? So now as your Data Factory pipelines are in progress, you can essentially look in real time to see how much data is being moved. So if this process would be running right now, then you can essentially look in real time. So actually,
Look at that. That's 107 gigs. It shows you how many.
Let's kick off this pipeline and we'll be able to see. So I'm just going to rerun this right now. And you can see that as this is running, if I go inside this particular pipeline and look at this, this is real time progress that we are seeing. So as data would move, we'll be able to see how much data has moved and how much progress we have made for this particular copy.
So that's kicking that up, and it tells you the DIUs, is that data ingress units?
So that is data integration units.
Integration units.
So it's a unit of performance, memory, CPU, and think of it as the processing power that we are throwing for your copy operation. The more the units, the better performance you would get mm-hmm. for your cloud-to-cloud data movement.
So in this case, you're going to be copying from an Amazon S3 blob into data, and you've already done, there you go, 24 gigs.
Yes. So you can see that it's
almost a gig a second.
Yes. So it's very fast. You're seeing the throughput in real time. You're seeing how much.
Oh, is it done already?
Data is written.
Yeah, look at that, 32 gigs just in the moment we were talking there.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes. So this is the performance improvements that we have done. We have also made sure that one of the common things is people want to be alerted in case of failures, right? So we have integration with Azure alerting infrastructure now. So you can see that there is this alerts button on the top. And when you click this alert button, it takes you to Azure portal where you can essentially specify your data factory. And you can create alerts on any of these events, failed pipeline runs, activity runs, trigger runs, and you'll be notified. You can use SMS, phone, or email-based alerts, all the mediums that Azure Alerting supports today to raise events on that. And not only that, you can essentially also look at the metrics for your data factory. So again, we have integration with Azure Metrics. So if you click this link, it goes to Azure portal and you can look at your different events for your data factory. So in this case, I'm looking at the successful pipeline runs, but you can look at other metrics as well and see how your pipelines have been progressing for the last day or different time period that you specify over here. So this was the functionality improvements that we have done. Now what we have also done for our customers is made security improvements. So one of the common asks from our customers was that as you are creating these data sets, they are essentially providing these connection strings over here. So what they wanted is integration with Azure Key Vault. So you can see that for every key, now they can specify over here or they can store that in Key Vault as well.
Right, some people don't want to copy paste their access keys.
Yes, so they can maintain those in Key Vault at a single place for all their credentials.
Very nice. So improve functionality at every level, security features like Azure Key Vault, and I've noticed as you've been clicking around, performance, always a focus with Azure Data Factory.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. I am learning all about the great new productivity features in Azure Data Factory and the visual tools today on Azure Friday.